Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website, and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video, click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can start your free trial right now. And now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back from your holiday weekend. I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I know we all had spectacular 4th of July weekends, all in our own different ways. And we're going to talk all about it during the show today. But before we even get started, our intern, Mike McIntosh.
Woo! Thank you.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? Don't say thank you. That makes it worse.
Sorry. Yeah.
I actually forgot completely where I was here for a second.
And what's that?
I have to say, our intern Mike McIntosh. There it is. Hold on a second. There. Wait. I have to get back in.
Nice.
Orange shirt.
That's what we had to play. Our own Debbie Downer, Mike McIntosh, has something that's very, very sweet, and we wanted to start the show with that because he's got a grandma who's got some health issues.
Yes.
And he wants the power of TMOS to help out. You know what? I don't want to go so far as saying that I believe in this, but I've done this myself.
Sure.
I've enlisted the legions, as Don Geronimo used to say, legions of fans with lesions. I have enlisted their support before, but well, let's lay it out there first, and then we'll talk about it.
Mike, you know, family's paramount here on the show, and we got this email from our boy Mac about 2 days ago where he said his grandmother had fallen ill. She's got recurring pneumonia. Now she's in hospice care. She's an incredibly religious person, and she believes in the power of prayer.
So do I.
And this is, I think, really what this family's all about.
Right.
And I talk about the TMOS family, where if someone has an issue, Mac is really, he's taking the time to write to us and let us know, is it possible for us to keep Nancy McIntosh, whose birthday is tomorrow, by the way, July 7th.
Mm. Yes.
How old is she going to be, Mac?
86.
86.
86 wow. Years old. Bless
her.
In our prayers, and just if you have a moment, please say a nice prayer for her, because she believes in that power, and so do we, some of us here in the room at least. And I really think that that it's well worth it. And Mac, thank you for writing.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you, guys.
Nancy McIntosh, we hope you... you get that benefit of the power of prayer. We have a lot of people that do that here in the Mike O'Mara Show family. So, Mac, is there anything you want to say to your grandma for everybody to hear? You obviously felt strongly about your grandma that you wrote to us. So I'll give you the final word on this.
I just want to say, grandmother, I love you, and I hope you get better or you are comfortable. And that's all I want to say.
Oh, good for
very
you.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
That's good.
Is there anything you want to say about not having Mike O'Mara's personal email address?
Yeah, well, to be clear, he did send this as a group email to everyone on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, but right. As we said right before we keyed the mics, he might as well have sent it Mike O'Mara, North Pole. Because he sent it to an email address that Mike checks about as often as Mike checks for breast cancer.
I figured that.
You know what, Mac? Wow. Keep on doing what you're doing, boy.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that right now. And really, as much as I think it's incredibly sweet what you did, it does, well, you are playing to type.
Yeah.
Thank you. No.
That's the way it goes.
Show killer almost.
You could actually take the front of this show, Mac, and then just chop it off, because I know you know how to edit. You've proven that. And play this for your 86-year-old grandmother, because she probably wouldn't like she wouldn't like the other stuff, right, when we're poking fun at you?
She probably actually would.
Oh, she would. Well, then
is she the kindly, sweet kind of grandma that makes cookies, or does she make fun of you too?
She does both, really.
She makes fun of you with cookies,
yeah,
Mike.
She makes fun of me cookies.
Yeah, and you know, like it's hard. Yeah, that's the first loss that a lot of people have in their lives as a grandparent. And, you know, it's in my son's case, it'll be a parent.
Oh, that's that age. Horrible. That's going to be, and you know, Mike, that's going to be a tough vignette when we have to ask for prayer for you.
His grandmother may outlive his father.
Oh, the odds are overwhelming, although hard life, Linda. hard life. A lot of smokes in the early days. A lot more than me. The thing is, though, when I come to a new area and I'm meeting people again, you know, and I haven't been up here maybe like 7 days every year and maybe every other year sometimes. So I don't know everybody. So I still have to go through that drill. And it always goes like this. And this is Michael William. Oh, and then there's that pause. And I know what that pause is. Should I say, is that your grandson? That's what they're thinking. That's
Mike,
what they're
living,
always thinking.
You're living the life of It's Pat.
Yes.
They're asking you questions without asking.
Hey, how are you? And this is Michael William, my son. And then I get that NBC correspondent. Wow.
Keith Morrison.
How about that? Yeah. Your son, huh? Yeah. Yesterday, he had a blast. He's taken the entire area up here by storm.
Good.
So family is all up here. And I had a whole weekend of family. And whenever I do, I think it's always appropriate to start the show with these words. They just pop into my head.
Yes.
I have no idea, but you used to have a T-shirt. Just when I'm around my family for a significant amount of time, it's just screaming at me in my head. It's saying, S-A-D!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey. What's wrong with this picture? Nice night for a walk, eh?
Nice night for a walk.
Wash day tomorrow. Nothing clean, right?
Nothing clean, right.
Yeah, I think this guy's a couple cans short of a six-pack.
Your clothes. Give them to me. Now.
You won't be needing any clothes. I've been waiting for you.
Second one was the best, Arnold. Do we agree on that?
I really can't say that. I mean, I think that the three that I was in, they all three had their own little personalities and kind of interesting storylines.
You didn't do the fourth.
Thank God. It sucked. Even though, you know, the character ages because it's human flesh, mm-hmm. but still the skeleton, the metal skeleton, is still the same size. So you have to really bulk up again. I had to gain some weight and some muscle size in order to resemble the 1984 characters. And of course, we all trained very hard when it comes to doing the stunts and preparing ourselves for with all the weapons. You know, you get to go through the weapons training and stunt training and physical training and so on. And I was impressed how hard everyone trained with weights and got in a really great shape. I felt like I was a muscle beach there for a second.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live and so on from the KPFI studio in the heart of a nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show and things on the air and online worldwide with the Muscle Mass. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too, huh? Give me all your clothes.
Did you think you were at Muscle Beach?
Muscle Beach. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by a brand new sponsor, ZipRecruiter.com. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Is your business hiring, but you're not sure where to find the best candidates? Your company is only as good as the people you hire. And if you want to find the best, you can't rely on one single job posting. But when you're already short-staffed, you don't have the time to deal with dozens of different job sites until now. We want to thank ZipRecruiter.com for doing it for you. You can post to over 100 job sites with one single click, and you'll be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just one post, and within 24 hours, you can sit back and watch your candidates appear in ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And you can try it right now.
When?
Right now.
Good.
Absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is crucial, so try ZipRecruiter today and get your perfect hire. Everybody knows about all of these different sites where people use them to hire.
Yes.
But ZipRecruiter puts them all together. It's all about the data, people. It's all about getting the right information. And check out ZipRecruiter before you go to anybody else. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started right now. Do it today. It's free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. rate, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS, and we thank them. Welcome to the show. Yay!
Yay! Now, what number best of is this, Boney?
Oh, this is number 37,
thank you very much. Hey, enough. I don't like those threads, all of you nerd nicks that write, They didn't say they were going on vacation. I didn't know. They normally just shut up. I want to do that all week long. I want to do that all week long. I just want to go shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Yeah, but, we take two vacations a year. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna take more than that. I got news for you. I'm 56 years old. I'm now 56.
I don't think that's gonna happen, Mike.
I'm not. We're gonna be taking 20
when you see the numbers. I don't think that's gonna happen.
I'm gonna do it. Okay, Mr. Analytics. For God's sakes, you pop in. You and your boyfriend do a couple. All right, just give Daddy some time off. That's all I ask.
Well, am I his boyfriend or is Todd?
I don't know.
We all are.
Todd. I'm pretty sick of guys named Todd. I don't know. There's so many differences between this and the old radio show. Because
sure.
with this fan base, they support our advertisers like nobody. We are so grateful
God
for that.
Him.
But yep. At the same time, there is a small group, well, maybe a larger group, that takes it extremely personal when we put best ofs up because we want a week with our fams. And so, I don't know. I still get guilty over vacation schedules.
Well,
but we don't take vacation like I used to take 8 weeks a year. I used to get 8 weeks a year with
some
Don.
Some would say nine. But
maybe nine, yes, maybe nine.
But
yes.
You know what? There's a couple things. It's flattering. It's flattering because they mess
like
us.
It.
I think it's really cool.
I hate it.
And also, you know what? I will say this in front of everybody. Pony does an amazing job with the best
yeah.
of. I listened to a couple of them, and it's so cool to hear the stuff out of sequence
yes.
and remember stuff
too.
You had
I
forgotten.
Did too.
I know you did, Mike. Well, we listened over the phone together.
Yep.
Remember when I called you up and you said, let's all hit play.
Right, and exactly.
We Skyped.
Exactly. No, this because I'm up here when I get downtime and because it's a little different getting information when I'm with my whole family at their place, it is very, very difficult to get plugged in. There are a lot of nights, a lot of days. Somebody'd say, "Hey, do you hear about this?" And I'm like, "Really? I didn't know. I really had to. I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. Right up until last night, I didn't know what was going on in the world. And then, you know, I get surprised by certain things like that. That incredible little stuff. It's not little stuff, but it's just something probably everybody knew. That horrible crash at Daytona.
Right.
I didn't know that till like 6 o'clock this morning when I was doing some show prep, and I was like, "Wow, that happened." And then of course everyone sent me the video, not the video, but the news story of the guy that like blew his head off up here with fireworks.
Oh, they were so excited about
shoot
that.
Them off his head in Maine.
Yeah, that's
tragic.
And you know what? That's not acceptable. It's
you know
not acceptable
part?
To do it off your head. Not acceptable to think that's funny. It's not
funny at all when somebody loses their life.
Right.
But of course, because it's Maine and because people do that, people trying to be a little cutesy wootsy with it. And the only one I will say that. I had to. They had the news story, and then below it, a thread of people saying, "That's in Maine. How close to you? You know, serious things. Where was that, Mike?" And then the one guy wrote, "You okay?" It's terrible. We shouldn't.
You know what was amazing about the NASCAR crash is that the guy in the car was fine, but people in the crowd were hurt.
Yeah.
Think
yeah.
about the
you
safety.
You saw that projectile.
Oh my God! Horrible.
200+ miles an hour to a dead stop. And then the metal of the car shredded
yep.
on the poles that they had. So, you know, for those of you that like that pole position down there where they're not the pole position, but sitting down right behind the fence.
Right.
Pretty, you know, that could not stop the power of a 3,000-pound
yeah.
automobile getting hurled into that. So it was scary. So I said this and I teased this and I should get right to it because this was my tease when I wrote on Friday or Saturday, the 4th of July, I said, "Welcome to the 4th. Monday, I'll tell you about my new most hated of God's creatures." And you guys have experienced this, so you know what I'm talking about. And you know that this is very bad, but I have never, ever experienced it. So there are two things that happen up in the great state of Maine. One is the temperatures are cooler. It's
yes.
why people like to spend time up here. And another thing is you are at the easternmost part of the United States. And because of that, being northeast, you get an incredibly early sunrise. You get a sunrise that is earlier than anywhere else in the United States. And at 4:20, 4:15 in the morning, it is officially, and probably earlier than that, but that's when I woke up, it is officially daylight. There is daylight. And so the first time I get to my family's place, we've got, you know, we staked it out. We got there early, and we staked out a really, really nice place to hang out. We got the one of the A-list bedrooms in the house. But there, you know, the place is kind of rustic, to say the very least.
That's
as
a
you
very
boys
kind
know.
Way to put it, Mike.
And, you know, I was in the middle of the house, and that's where you want to be. What I didn't know was that at 4:20.
The family room area?
Yeah, the family
room. Okay.
Right. The bedroom.
The bedroom. Oh, the bedroom. Upstairs. Okay, upstairs. Okay.
So we get there, and we're dug in. I know we've had this problem before, but never at 4:15. And I am not in any way exaggerating the sound you're going to hear right now. This is what I was awakened to at 4:20. Pretty good time, huh? Hey, Mom. 4:20 in the morning. Listen to what happened.
Oh, God.
I remember that.
I do, too.
From staying there.
You know what? And
you have some nightmares because you just hear it while you're sleeping and you're waking to it.
Yeah, and you grab your phone thinking it's like 8:45.
Yeah.
And it's 3:30.
This ringer.
And I went, oh. What? I said, I know they're crows, but where are they? Are they in the bedroom with us? Are they actually in the bedroom with us? I want. That's what I got. On the effing windowsill, and it's 4:20. I've got my friend Colonel Colburn and his wife Nancy in the bedroom next to us,
and
I'm just like, oh my God, what do you mean? Yeah, I do. What is that?
You don't
stop
want too
that.
Far away.
And this is just like, it's like I'm
adjoining.
Saying, yeah. Carla, she doesn't wake up, and I'm sorry, she's waking up when I get this thing. I said, Carla, what the hell is going on? She said, what? There are the crows. Are the crows on the windowsill? Are the crows on the windowsill? What the F is the crows? And then finally, I'm like, I'm getting up right there. And then I start wrestling with the window shade. And meanwhile, this guy's right there. I'm like, go away, you son of a bitch. Fly away, you stupid F. I'm using every piece of language in the book.
Now, every time that I've been up there with you, and it's only been twice,
yes.
You've had a first floor bedroom.
What?
I can't hear you for the crows.
I can't hear you for the crows. Stop. Now they're all starting. Shut up.
Your bedroom has been on the first floor. You took a first floor bedroom when we were there.
No, I had to take the second floor bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
It seems to me you were on the first floor, and I was wondering if this is...
The first year he was.
Rofo was on the first floor. Yeah. We put Stinky Rofo down on that part of the house.
That seems like a bad plan in
retrospect.
Remember
what he was like? He was laundering his clothes with Febreze?
Yeah, he was spending a lot of time in his car.
Seriously, you want to get that swash unit? Get it to Rofo. Have Rofo travel around with it in his Yaris. Have a Yaris with the swash unit in the back of his car, because Rofo could use the swash more than anybody else. A quick wash for some of the clothes that he needs to freshen. With a capital F.
Now, is this the first time you've dealt with this? Because I remember the birds very clearly when we were up there.
It is the first time they have been this loud. It is the first time they have been this loud. Every morning. And if
you're used to the peacefulness of, you know, waking up at that hour without crows, it's a whole different animal.
It is. You should just hear the water. The gentle lapping of the water is what you should. And what is that?
Anaconda.
That's their rattle. That's the crow rattle that you get to hear.
So
that's another horrible. That's another. You know what? There's a reason they call it a murder of crows.
Right.
That's the name. That's the name with a big group of crows.
Not a
flock. It's called a murder. A murder.
Murder.
You can write a great terror novel or scary.
Well, yeah,
novel.
There's one called The Raven. It goes
No. Right on that point. You could write it right on that point.
And they're up at 4 o'clock. They're up at 4 o'clock and they're doing this. And I said. I have been, I'm not a gun owner, but I want, and then the colonel was saying pellet guns might dissuade them. And I said, that would be fun. But you know what? I don't want to scare them.
Colonel.
Let me explain.
Animals?
Yeah, the crow always comes back.
Now, are you throwing my friends under the bus?
Like he's got a military background. His first thought is going to be guns.
I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating this sound here. This is exactly what that is what they said. Is there anything in any world that is pleasant about that?
No,
they're there in the distance with his brothers coming over here.
What you need to do, Mike, is you need to retrain them. Because for years, these crows have been told that the early bird gets the worm. And that's why they're so early.
It's very funny to hear. Look, there are 30 of them. There are 30 of them out in the pine tree outside. And I'm like, you bastards, I'm going to... And I end it... Shut up for a second, please. I ended up going outside in my bare feet and taking a rock.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I threw it up in this tree, and they shut up! And they all scattered, and then they came back because they don't care.
There's,
apparently, I've been reading up on this bird. They're very, 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 very smart.
What about a cat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A coon cat. I'd get a Maine coon.
Hey,
they're huge.
What is that? Easy.
I'd get a Maine coon cat. I would get a Maine coon cat to because that
What's
that would be.
What's a coon cat?
You know what? I bet Carl would let me do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you then you'd have to keep the show? Cat.
Then you'd have wouldn't to keep that, it.
Yeah. Well, can't they be kind of feral? Can't they like
outside?
John Norman used to have? You know, with the feral cats running around.
And if an eagle takes it, then you'll get another one.
He's in residence. Yeah. He's in residence too at the top of the tree. The eagle is there. Yeah. And then
if you could get
Frankie,
the eagle.
No leash for you today, Frankie. No leash. Let me read. Crows don't regularly visit feeders. Why would you have a crow feeder anyway? I'm not going to feed the crows.
Crazy people might, Mike.
Who wants to attract them? This is a stupid website. You can attract them to your backyard if you offer a mix of trees. We've got it. Open space, yes, and food. Peanuts. Left in an open.
What about Cracker Jacks?
Peanuts left in an open place are a good attractant. Crows are also attracted by compost, garbage, or pet food that birds give. Well, of course, you know, we leave our garbage out on the lawn.
Just so all over the place. That way you don't have to pay for the tags, Mike.
American crows are fairly common and conspicuous throughout most of the lower 48 outside the southwestern deserts. You can find American crows. American crows, stay away from me. By looking around in open areas near patches of woods, that's exactly what we have.
You know, Mike, it's a shame. It's a shame Ray Bolger is dead.
Oh, yeah?
Because he played the scarecrow.
Or Brandon Lee.
He was the crow.
Oh, he was the crow. Nice. Yeah. So it's good that he's dead. Nice.
And we could have a hell of a concert because they're the black crows. We could have them all up here.
Or Cheryl Crow.
Or Counting Crows.
Oh, he can do that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, but would it be skinny?
Sound analysis shows subtle difference in the alarm calls of individual crows.
So maybe, Mike, maybe they're sending you a message.
Oh, you know what, though? They're the ones that carry West Nile virus, too.
Oh, no, you don't want that.
Yeah, well, yes, I do. I'd like to kill them all.
Well, no,
like
you don't want the virus. You know what? Maybe the idea of the attractants, Mike, is to bring them and then you pellet gun.
I have an old Asian lady who lives across the street from me, mm-hmm. and she had a bird problem that they were creating nests in her little alcove of her entrance, and she put up one of those. It looks like a beach ball. So I was like, oh, is it the Chinese New Year? I didn't know what was going on. But it looks like a big eye. It's a big yellow beach ball. It looks like a big eye. So when the birds come, they think that there's some sort of creature on her deck.
And they
keep the birds away.
Or they think it's CBS.
If I put a big, like a giant yellow beach ball with an eye drawn on it?
Yeah, it looks like the CBS logo.
So what if, you know what? I don't know that the eye is right. That might play better in the eastern parts of this world. But what about, like, they have the big, the owls, the big plastic owls mm-hmm. that scare animals away?
They're both birds.
What is the crow's, Mike, what is the crow's natural enemy besides Colonel Colburn?
Yeah. Arch nemesis.
Yeah, what is it? I mean, it's got to have some sort of predator.
He was talking about, it was not like, he's not that kind of guy. He's a mellow, very mellow guy.
I think I've got it, Mike. Now. How about poisoned peanuts?
What did he say? What did he say under his breath? I heard him.
What?
I'm back. I can hear you.
I don't even remember what he said.
No, what did you say?
I know. I don't remember what he said.
No, what about poisoned peanuts, Mike? What if you poison the peanuts?
Because the dog might get the poison peanuts. You remember the
two
tick?
Two in one.
The tick will get the peanuts if we... I didn't share that with you. That's his new nickname.
Pony just found a picture of the bird scare eye balloon. Can you show that to Mike?
Yeah, that's exactly
it's
what
wonderful.
It is.
Yeah, it looks like Murder, She...
Can you hold that up at the... just hold that
so
up
So I
to
guess
the
it's an actual
here.
Thing.
It looks like Murder, She Wrote's about to start.
I saw them on my neighbor's deck. I was like, oh, the Chinese New Year's here. And then
really?
They're up all year.
Lanterns.
Can you get those in, like, any store?
Amazon.
That looks...
It's something's called Amazon. It's online. Let's check right now.
Bird scare eye balloon.
Something called Amazon.
Oh, my God.
What if you poisoned the peanuts and put them in a bird feeder up high so the dogs can't get
the
them?
The tick might still find his way to get to them. That's incidentally what my family calls. Why but Beluga's new nickname is the tick.
Oh, it would be a tick that's had a lot of blood.
Wow. They sell them on Amazon.
How much?
They do?
$19.41 for a pack of three.
Change back on a 20.
Fantastic. It'll be done today.
Yeah.
It'll be done today. I promise you I will get that done. Yeah, we called many beers, some smiling Irish bastards and a few of those, and I started calling Frankie the Rat and Beluga the Tick. And I would say
based on now I can see the rat because of the physical resemblance, but right. The tick because anything to do with blood or just
just that he looked like a big fat black tick that you would have burrowed into the skin. That's what he looked like.
That is tragic.
Frankie was just like the little rat. And then I love my cousin Teddy and my cousin Teddy's family. They were staying with us, but they brought their certifiably insane dog Brady up. You know the kind of dog. You look directly at the dog, and the dog is not hearing you, not paying any attention whatsoever. And one broken wine glass later, these dogs were so out of control. I come out on the porch, and somebody's put a cheese spread out there, and Beluga is up on his hind legs slowly, like in the process of selecting which type of fancy gourmet cheese he wanted. And and then Brady came in, and it's just like and he's a Nova Scotia tolling retriever.
Oh, that's
now we
cool.
met Brady awesome. Last year, didn't we? Brady
you
was
met
a
Brady
puppy.
Last year. Yeah, Brady was probably a puppy going.
Good to see that he's calmed down.
Right, and then you get Frankie, where anyone, even a family member, comes in that he knows, like Carl or me, and he's like, yeah. And so it's just like Beluga going,
yeah.
It's like stop the noise. So it was a very restful. Yes,
sounds nice.
Very restful vacation for me. So glad to be back. Okay.
Shut up.
We'll take a break and be right back with the Michael Miller Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'll be Gary Stein.
Yes, you will be. On this week's episode of the show, we celebrate the 4th of July.
Yeah, fireworks?
It's a special episode. It's 1 hour of fireworks.
That's like the Christmas Yule log.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's not that at all. It's a jam-packed episode. We go out, we do a man on the street thing. You gotta listen.
Trust us.
Subscribe to the Tony Perkins Show on iTunes.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Listen up. I got to update. I got to get my... I've given them all away. I have to tell
you.
I have successfully given away all 500 of my business cards, and I now have to reorder, but it's no problem because here's that great special. $9.99 for 500 business cards at Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter our promo code TMOS at checkout. I'll be doing that today. Might put my new design hat on, too, you know.
Get a picture of a crow.
Yes, that'd be perfect. I'll put a crow on there. Thanks for it. You know, I was going to move past it, Rob. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs, add your info, and you're done. Or you can upload your own artwork or your pictures. We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. I hand out my TMOS cards all the time. It's a classy move, and it's fun. If you want to go all out, upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, or even raised print. And remember, Vistaprint has everything you need to market your business, whether it's flyers, banners, or custom apparel. Think Vistaprint, and all of it is 100% guaranteed. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
My signature line is listen and you'll get it.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I put on there. Listen and you'll get it. And then it's MikeOmaraShow.com.
Perfect.
I will take, I realize I could do the design, but I would like the listeners to send me design ideas
for
this.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is there a place where listeners can get access to our regular show logo?
Pony, yes.
Would they be able to pull that off?
I can make that available.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, it's Google.
I was going to maybe ask you how you were going to do that.
Mikey's like a lady. He likes to be courted.
Mike, if they just Google the logo, there are multiple logos available.
Yeah, you can grab them anywhere.
So Google the Mike O'Mara Show logo, and then the line that I like to put on the card is listen and you'll get it, and then that's all I put on there is the MikeOmaraShow.com address. That's it. If you would like to give me some ideas, and really, keep it like I'm going to be handing these out to everybody. So Sheckies out there, I really would like you to attack this with the right idea. And I'll let you know by the end of the week which one I'm going to use. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. 500 business cards on sale, $9.99. Never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this incredible offer. Now, I could go in a million different directions right now.
All right.
I didn't want to come armed all with negative. I wanted to come armed with some positive.
Love it.
There was something I discovered that I will, I believe I will increase their sales today. And I'm not a compensated spokesperson.
Bernie Sanders shirts?
No, but Bernie Sanders sent me an incredibly nice thank you note for a $50 donation that I made to his campaign. And he said that they have raised $400,000 based on donations under $100. That this is unprecedented.
So that's a grassroots thing.
And he said, normally you get in the system and they keep asking and asking and asking. And what they did this time, he just wanted to say thank you and tell us what he was going to be doing in the coming weeks with policy statements. And I thought it was very cool.
Yeah.
Look, do I think he has a chance in hell of winning the presidency? No, I don't. But I love what he has to say. And so that's what I'm doing. And I'm up here in New England where there are some.
Have you joined the campaign?
No, I have not joined the campaign because I'm not going to do a meetup, Oscar. I'm not going to do the. I'm just not going to do that.
Well, you're
because,
running out of time, Mike. The election is only 18 months away.
You're absolutely right. That's right. Look, I don't. It's just a statement that I'm making. It is just a little statement.
Did he give you any sort of thank you gift in addition to the letter, like a piece of hard candy?
A mug.
No, there's a bumper sticker supposedly that's on its way, but they never. Campaigns, when they start out, never get you the bumper sticker.
Right.
They say they're going to get you. It just doesn't happen. It gets lost in the shuffle. But I was very grateful for the emails. Thank you. That's all I want to say. On this.
I just like wanted to say thank you.
Thank you very much. So I understand that the brother for president. Well, I'm not going to do anything and ask for more money. What I'm going to do is I'm going to be asking for this. This is the same voice right now that I use for every single thing that I'm doing about. This is the same voice I use for Benjamin Netanyahu. That's right. If you're a Jew and you're in politics, I use this voice, Jackie Mason. That's the way it is. You better figure that out. All right. So over the weekend, there was a purchase made. I am not allowed to eat this food, but it made it its way into the kitchen, and I sampled it, and it is, in my humble opinion, a tremendous cereal upgrade. They have improved an already solid performer, an iconic cereal in the American cereal
world. Will you entertain a guess?
Yes.
Is it Cinnamon French Toast Crunch?
No, that's incorrect.
Because I've seen it, at the store, and I said, that seems like a good idea.
This, all right, this is a cereal that everybody knows. And they added something to it, kind of stealing it from another cereal.
Is it candy-based?
Yes, technically you are correct. It would have a candy element to it. It would have a candy element to it.
Is it chocolate-based?
It is not chocolate-based. No, it is not. No.
Count Snickers
Chocula. No, it's not Count.
Well, not that.
Came in with, it's funny. It's Count Snickers Chocolate.
It's Kit Kat Cap'n Crunch. No.
And it has, sure. If it's candy based, is it a fruit candy?
I love it when you play the cereal music, though. I wasn't sure I was going to like this cereal, but my daughter decided to give me a little small sample in a tiny little serving bowl.
Does it have marshmallows in it? So it's based on Lucky Charms?
No.
Is it based on the captain?
But let me just say this.
All right.
The marshmallows that are in it are that Lucky Charms kind of marshmallow.
Ooh. Okay. I mean,
Mike?
But they're not in the Lucky Charms shape.
At risk of getting too specific, does it have anything to do with the town of Bedrock?
No, but you know,
I've got a guess.
All right, go ahead.
Is it S'mores Boo Berries?
No.
Oh, God.
What the hell? I believe he just made me spit on myself.
He is so checked out of the conversation.
He doesn't care.
So, God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Sorry about that.
Was that something we need to say? Is it a monster cereal? Monster cereals are marshmallow based.
Get the Count Chocula and the Boo Berry out of it. Monster cereal.
I was back ending it because of the marshmallow basis.
It's a cute animal. It's a cute animal cereal.
So
I know Crow Chex.
Crow
What about a bottom bowl What? Flakes. A bottom bowl.
Why don't we go through? Let's. How about we do this? Let's go through the major cereals. Okay. Let's go through your
product 19.
King Vitamin.
Product 19, and you give me King Vitamin. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's my go-to. Kicks. Product 19.
These are this. Would you? What would you say?
Trix. Trix with marshmallows.
Close.
Because Trix has
did
a
you
rat.
Say? Oh, I think he might have it.
Did you say what?
Fruit Loops,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Toucan Sam.
Mac Attack.
Yeah.
Look up, Mac or Pony, look up Fruit Loops with marshmallow. I didn't go any further than that.
Oh, so that sounds pretty good.
Fruit Loops with a little marshmallow. And I'm going to tell you the flavor profile. If you are a Fruit Loopian, I will tell you that the flavor exploded.
It and you know what, Mike? Good. If you're having trouble conceiving, you might want to check your Fruit Loopian tubes.
It's your fault. Fruit Loopians.
Mike, it says it's a good source of vitamin D on the box.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's how I get my vitamins all the time. I love that. You know? It's tasty.
The box looks like a rave is about to break out.
Oh, it's all modern?
Look at this thing.
Let me see. It does.
I mean,
hold on, run around right with your glow sticks?
Yeah, the M should be for
Molly. Let me open the box here. Just let me open it.
Get out! Oh, no. Get out!
It's a toucan, not a crow.
Yeah, Mike, maybe you have toucans instead of crows.
Mike, people are making Fruit Loops treats, like Rice Krispie treats.
I've had them.
With the marshmallows.
Yeah. You've had them?
Of course. Well, not with marshmallows, but you can make Rice Krispie treats with any cereal.
Well, have you? And so you
I've had Fruit Loops, I believe, yeah.
You, wait,
with rice, now, as Rice Krispie treats. It's
somebody
just,
make those, or did they come out of the Spiewak kitchen?
I don't think Carrie made them. I think they might have been at maybe a church social.
A bake sale. These are interesting. I'll try them.
No, you run into stuff at like school stuff and things. But I mean, think about it, Mike. It's simple. You know what? It's simple. We used to do when I was little. My grandmother would make cornflakes and marshmallows, and they would call they were Christmas. It was holly. And then they put three Red Hots on it to make it look like a spring.
Rob, remember when you told me industrial strength Velcro would help with everything?
Well, I said it would help with the power strip.
You know how I said before the show that the Xbox One that Oscar gave me that I put up?
Yes.
That I put up the Xbox, that fell off the wall last week.
Oh,
you know the power strip that that I put up against the wall? That fell off the wall too.
Yeah. Now, did it fall off because of the Velcro or because the Velcro didn't stick to the wall?
Because the Velcro didn't stick to the wall.
Okay. So we need to figure out a better way to attach the Velcro. The Velcro is not at fault. It's the glue on the Velcro. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mike. Did anything get damaged in the fall?
This is how heavy my Velcro is.
Oh, that's not good Velcro.
What do you mean that's not good
Plus,
Velcro
should always be...
Can I tell you, how can it not be good Velcro if it says Velcro?
Oh, it's the Velcro brand.
It doesn't say 3M.
It's Velcro.
You know what he did?
He got the off-market brand.
He paid for a name.
Yeah.
It's like a Sony television, Mike.
I didn't get the off-market brand, for God's sake.
What you need, Mike, is you need the plastic hooks.
You didn't buy the big one. Yeah, you got to get the plastic hooks.
Because it's like fabric, right? You've got fabric and teeth, but there's one that has like plastic hooks. And that's like the kind you use to put up your speed pass when you get your speed pass for the toll road and other toll areas.
Wait, where did the Xbox fall?
My wall back here.
But why would you have to mount an Xbox to the wall? That makes no sense.
I've never heard
of such a thing.
I got no room. I got no room in the bedroom up here.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm not in a big place.
There wasn't a shelf. What about the floor? The thing stands up vertically.
It's on the floor now. It's on the floor now, but I thought it was kind of...
Yes, and it got to the floor really quick, didn't it?
No, it was actually... I'll tell you the story. In the middle of the night, Carla heard something just going... And it actually pulled the paint... It pulled the paint and two chunks of drywall out of the wall.
Oh,
so it because the weight
Did
of it.
Did you think it was a crow?
I imagine an Xbox One is probably built to take a beating, especially from kids. So it's probably fine. Have you tried it?
No, the Velcro. I haven't tried it since then, but I know it'll work fine. I know it'll work fine.
You really care, Mike. Let me tell you.
Oh,
well, the only game I thought was worth playing was that Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yes.
And I want the Far Cry game, and
I haven't ordered
it yet, so I haven't gone to Amazon to get it yet because I've been very busy getting things for others, doing for others.
That's I think it's good to do for others, and I think that you could mount it on the wall. The problem is that the Velcro didn't have enough of an adherence to the wall. It wasn't the Velcro.
Yeah.
How can it not have an adherence when
adhesive?
When I put like four of these.
Yes.
Not adherence.
Things. Look at the width of that. Look at that. I mean, that's massive.
It is. But what happened is it's the paper on your drywall is what gave way.
So, you know, what if he were to mount a block?
I think that's the best idea.
Yeah, mount a block.
All right. Mm-hmm. Send me the carpenter. send me the carpenter up here.
We've
we'll
only
done
just
that.
Begun.
I love this.
What if I mounted it underneath this cheap table that I have? No, that wouldn't do, because then that's all of its weight hanging on.
And then you would also bump it with your knees.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Well, look, all I know is that there's a reason why you can't have nice things, and this is another reason.
Is there an Xbox bracket for sale?
I thought Rob talked. Hold on, Rob is totally taking shirking his responsibility. Rob told me about this. He told me about the industrial Velcro
for a power strip.
Yes,
never for gaming.
Put a power strip. Oh, a power. You mean like the regular small power strip?
Like a guy,
the little guy.
Oscar, you know that big turbo one I had down in Florida? That's the one I have up
there. That's probably the wrong one to put up there and hang on the wall.
All right. Well, I'm just trying to get her done, boys. Just trying to do life in the big city. Trying to do the best I can with limited space options.
That power strip have screws? A little screw holes?
Yeah, you can always mount it with a stud.
Yeah. Or you could buy two little brackets.
I'm not going to start tearing it apart now. But it fell off the wall, and we're still doing a show, so that means nothing broke.
That's good. That's a win.
Incidentally, it didn't fall off during the show. It fell off sometime when I was not in this home.
Ah.
When I was in Crow Cottage. Thank you very much.
If a tree falls in the woods,
where I'll be returning after this. Because everybody's vacationing, except me. We only take a week. All right, thank you. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. I'm going to talk about vacation and people whining during vacation and how funny I find it. And I pissed off some family members because I was complaining about their complaining. How's that for a role reversal?
Interesting.
We'll take a break. Come right back with the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to tell you something about Amazon, something that I discovered on Amazon, and I think you should check it out, too. One of the things we talk about occasionally, we've mentioned it with razors, but have you ever checked out the price in a drugstore or a big box store of replacement heads for one of those electric fancy toothbrushes?
Yes.
Have you ever seen what they bake you for three of those suckers?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a price of $22 for that. I went and I got 20 of them. For $11, the generic brand on Amazon. Deals like that exist all over Amazon. You can take advantage too, but you can help the show out when you're doing it. Amazon has all the stuff you need in one easy-to-shop marketplace, and anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. Not much, but it adds up. It really does. We've always said that you guys are like partners in our business, and we need your help. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It's easy. It doesn't cost you any extra. And by the way, a lot of people are doing this now. We did it for a long time, and we were in a very small club. But now there are tons of people asking you to do this. I'd like you to keep in mind that this is our major engine for driving the show. So please go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon and bookmark it. Many of you have done this for years. We're just reminding you. But the newbies that have never done this, if you say, oh, I like that show, I'd like to keep it going, well, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping that way. Or click the Amazon button on our website or the shopping cart icon on our app. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we thank you for using Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. Woo woo.
Robert made his first solo Amazon purchase over the weekend. He came home from, he's at an adventure camp this week, and he said, Dad, you know what I want? He said, what? He said, a bucket hat.
No.
What's a bucket hat?
It's just a simple, almost like a Gilligan-looking hat, but it's all the rage among the 12-year-olds right now. And he says, I need to get a bucket hat. I said, go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click Amazon, and find one you like. You know, it arrived on our doorstep yesterday. On a Sunday, they delivered his bucket hat.
You are the Uber dad. You are dad that that does. You took your daughters out to how many times has she seen this concert?
This was my first time seeing Fall Out Boy. It was Julia's 800th show, and she's very, very excited. No, I think it's
she's going to wake up seventh time seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to wake up when she's 21 years old, or when she's like after her freshman year at college. She's going to get there and she's going to go, wow. I think then she's really going to appreciate everything that you've done.
Well,
you're going to get the reward.
This was the big weekend. She got her picture taken with Fall Out Boy. She met them backstage.
How much did that cost you?
Lots of money, and there's really, you know.
Did you have to pay for it? Did you really have to pay for it?
Yeah. But we did this a long time ago.
Well, didn't she go down to the big exclusive concert with your wife a short time back?
Yeah, the one on the mall. Yeah, she did that as well. And she saw.
Did she go down to Richmond, Virginia, too?
Virginia Beach. That's where she met them. Meriwether was a separate concert, and the Boys of Zummer tour.
But did, when she went down to the one at Virginia Beach, wasn't that like a super backstage type
thing?
Yeah,
but the one that was up here, the one at Merriweather, the Merriweather show, that was just tickets. That was just seeing the show. That was just so...
Like everybody else.
Right, right. And they went down right. And I was... Mike, it's not good when music is so loud that it makes you nauseous. That's too loud. I'm too loud. I can't do concerts anymore.
Do you go now? She's not obviously old enough. You have to chaperone, so that's the primary reason you're going, right?
Right. Well, we got her there, and these were what is known as pit tickets, Mike. So she was down by the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Were you down there with her?
No. I was. If you found the last row of Merriweather, and then you went in one, that's where I was. And I didn't stay.
Did you buy a ticket?
I bought a ticket because Julia was going to the big meet and greet show. We wanted Robert to see the tour as well because he's a fan as well. Not to her level of being a fan, but he wanted to see the show.
So was he back there with you?
Yeah, he was. And he said at one point, he turned to me and he said, Wiz Khalifa is very loud.
That poor kid.
Is that the opening act?
Yes.
He's standing there with his bucket hat on. You know, he's surrounded by preteens, which are basically something he should be interested in now. And he's just looking around. He's like, Pa, I really hate this scene.
Well,
let's go somewhere else.
Well, when the heavy smell of marijuana smoke, it was a low pressure day at Merriweather, Mike.
Wait, I thought these were like a kiddie group.
Well, no, Fall Out Boy.
Marijuana spot?
Yeah, they've been around a long time. And also, Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, it's the Boys of Zummer tour. So they had Wiz Khalifa, who, you know how some bands put out a beach ball that people like bounce around during the show? Wiz Khalifa was throwing out a huge inflatable joint.
Oh, yeah, but we all went. When we were kids. We would see Cypress Hill. That didn't mean we'd go home and like smoke a blunt
and smoke a fatty.
Yeah. So I got there, and it had been raining all day, and so Merriweather had turned into sort of like an ad hoc Woodstock where they're doing mudslides and stuff on the grass.
All right, let me stop you right here. Your daughter is how old?
She is 14.
So, and Wiz Khalifa, their primary demo would be what age?
Not Julia's demo. I would say not a 14-year-old
girl. Probably 16, 17. But no, they have, Wiz Khalifa has hits out. So
yeah, he does. Black and Yellow.
I'm just trying to get my head around why she might be scowling at the adults at Jimmy's. That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, I'm trying to understand that she's kind of too cool for the room. And that,
yeah, but Fall Out Boy, that entire tour is set up for what, and again, It's set up for teenagers, right?
It is. But they have a throwback because they've been around for 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, but you know this as well as I do. When you get into your mid-20s, late-20s, you stop going to 7 shows for Fall Out Boy. You might go to
once
in a while.
You're right.
And if you're going to smoke weed, probably the worst place to do it is Merriweather because the cops, they're everywhere. But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it at a concert.
Well, you know, I was almost tempted to try some of the marijuana because the beer was so expensive. I thought I could probably bum a free joint without having to spend $20 on a beer.
Was it thick enough to get a contact high?
I think that if I had gone deeper into the pavilion or up onto the lawn, yes.
Like where your daughter was?
Yeah, yeah. She was so happy at the end of the show.
No, she was in front of... She was
but hungry.
I know where the pit is.
But think about
this. The pit is like the big thing. That's the new gimmick with concerts where they jack up the price.
That's how they do that. Little Robert was probably like, it smells like Daddy's office on Saturday night.
That is, it's interesting. How do you feel by not only accepting this passion that she has,
right.
but
fueling
feeding it? Like
you're feeding the monster.
Jabba the Hutt.
It's Mrs. Spiewak.
You go to
mostly.
One concert in your lifetime. Does she like the group too?
Well, she'll say that it's good for Julia and that,
I'm interested
for example,
to see what that's about.
For example, when she says, this is my parents always let me go to concerts, she'll say to me, Carrie actually was dropped off with her sister. Carrie is not that much older than me. Carrie saw the Jackson 5 in concert.
Was she a Band-Aid?
Yeah, because what happened is she had an older sister and they were like 9 and 6. And they'd get dropped off to go to concerts.
Right.
So Carrie is, and things were different then, of course.
So Carrie's a big concert lover.
She is, and she wants Julia to see what she likes. And if it's that, that's her passion. That's what she loves. So
glad I missed that with my girls because, I mean, I really...
You're too busy they making a living, Mike.
They did.
That's right.
I'm not talking about me.
Not everyone is blessed by working for a failing retail outlet like my wife. Lots of time off.
But the thing about it is I'm talking about my daughter's going to the concert.
Right.
I missed that. They didn't do a lot of, my daughter, I think for her birthday last year, I got her tickets to go see.
It was a country act, right?
Dierks Bentley. Is that the guy's
name? Quality show.
That's about it. That's where she went. And I understand that. I mean, at that age, but my daughter last year was 16, and Julia's been doing this for a long time. I guess my question to cut through all the crap, is this healthy or not healthy? What do you think?
I think ultimately it is. I mean, she loves music. She's performed music at her school talent show. She's good on the ukulele. She's trying to figure out guitar.
It's a passion of hers.
What she loves.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Marijuana smoke at the Fallout Boy concert and ukulele. Anybody making a connection here?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody making a connection? Oh, my God.
I don't see anything.
She got into the news racket.
Oh, my God.
But it's funny when you talk about, does Carrie support it? Carrie was with her for the meet and greet. Now, they had to go separately because there's very... very specific rules. Mm-hmm. So Julia goes in and she's the first in line for like whatever the 30 or 40 people that get to meet them. And immediately Julia bursts into tears because she's meeting her idols, right? And it's probably very, very overwhelming for her to meet them. She gets it together. She talks to them.
She's never reacted like that towards me.
Well, Mike, she's cried when she's seen you.
Yes, she has, but for a different reason.
It's more of a gentle weeping.
She was.
Why has Danny
We had a bad time the last time we were together. It was not good. When I gave her that Uncle Mike hug.
Dude Fest 2015.
You have a hug, too.
The hug.
Give Mike a hug. No.
Would you like to see the look Julia gave me after I gave her that hug? This is serious, Lou. I mean, really, like table of eight people, no laugh, no chose. She's like,
no. The entire bar fell silent.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Is that young lady okay?
But she got it together and she got her picture and it was very cool. And you know what? For that moment, it was worth it.
Awesome.
Because she's been waiting for this for months.
When do you stop going?
When do I stop going? I'll never go to another show again. Ever. Ever.
You'll never go there?
I'll never go see Fall Out Boy again. I've seen them. They're very good live. They're very loud. And their audience is very loud. And the audience is louder than the loud music. And I've seen them, and that's great. And
And I also think it's you know, you drag those kids out to your artists, and they go gladly, and they enjoy. Right?
Well, I mean, you know
Robert does. Robert, your son does.
That it's kind of not really asking too much of someone to go see Stevie Wonder in concert. I think that's sort of okay.
Well, no, for a little kid that doesn't know who Stevie Wonder is, that might be.
He was into it. And I've gone to a couple shows with Robert, but he's not got the musical passion that Julia does.
Right.
So Julia comes out of the meet and greet, and Carrie's standing there, and she says, "How does it go?" And she says, "Mom, I cried." And Carrie says, "That's okay, it's very cool." And so Carrie had to go back with the meet and greet as well, so she said, so Julia wouldn't have to do it by herself, right?
Let me ask this, because we occasionally explore the world of Carrie.
Yes.
She had to go.
Yeah.
I
was okay with it. I don't want Julia backstage at a rock concert by herself.
Yeah, but you're shocked.
It's okay if she's standing out in like a whole marijuana pit, but God forbid she go backstage.
That's what it's called, the marijuana pit. That's
and
it.
Carrie, you know, this all started years ago with her trip to Japan.
Yes.
And I'm just curious, what do these guys in Fall Out Boy look like? Are they easy on the eye?
Well, one of their dongers is pierced. I know that.
Well, they're very short. And that was
what is pierced? God.
They're dongers, Mike.
Yes,
they're
dongers. Know.
Thank you. I wasn't sure I heard that correctly.
But one of them is a considerable heartthrob by the name of Pete Wentz.
That's the donger.
Would somebody
turn Oscar's send up to me, please,
so I
can hear those fabulous under his breath comments that he makes.
It's a science.
The whole thing about it is, so Carrie probably likes being around these kind of
rock stars.
Well, she likes concerts, and so she was back there. And
No. I'm not making that point. I'm saying, do you think she
has a crush?
I'm getting
to something, Mike.
Okay, very good.
So after she sort of, said to Julia, it's okay if you're nervous, and, you know, you cried around them because it's a big deal. She said, I'm going to go in and get my picture taken. Now, she goes in, and all of a sudden, she is starstruck. She can't talk. She can't make eye contact. And I don't know how the jump was made, but her picture with Fall Out Boy, she's got Pete Wentz on her back.
Is Pete Wentz like the super stud?
He's a star.
He is.
He's not the lead singer, but he's a star.
I have the same height as the figure on a wedding cake. He's very short, but he's very, very well regarded.
So she's giving him a piggyback ride?
Yeah, and he is almost grabbing her breast.
That
almost.
Is
I have a similar
and that's
picture
why
with another
mop.
Wentz. It's a, well, it's not Wentz. It's Went. I have a picture like that with George Went.
Oh, yeah. Is he on your back?
Norm from Cheers.
Your breasts.
Yeah. Oh, he is grabbing my breasts. He's actually... He's giving me the thumb and forefinger with the nipple a little bit. That's what he's doing.
It would almost have to be a series of pictures then.
Yes, wait, so course. Your wife got a picture taken with him as well?
Yeah, because you know she paid the money to get backstage.
And he's and he's jumping on her back.
Yeah, if you look at Carrie's Facebook page, you'll see it. It's her cover page right now,
this.
I believe.
Let me do this. Hold on a second before we go.
Maybe she's just as big a fan as your daughter.
I think she might be, and I think that there might be a little bit of, you know, a little bit of secrecy. Say, I don't think Julia should go back there by herself, and I got rooked into it.
This person only reveals information to their friends. No, I'm kidding. Carrie.
Right. Meanwhile, backstage at the Fall Out Boy concert, they're requesting for a bucket and mop because Carrie was really, really excited.
All right, let me see.
Jesus, this is embarrassing.
There's a great picture. Is that a real picture of Liberace? Carrie put the greatest picture of
Liberace.
Yeah,
that's her traditional Fourth of July picture. Yeah,
that is absolutely incredible. How many? Carrie's. Oh, I forgot she's a spiewack. You got to wade through 350,000
Well, no, but what is her cover
posts.
Page? I think her cover picture is the picture.
Yeah. So oh my! Oh, he is almost going for the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is totally into it.
Yeah,
she's totally into it.
And
she's. By the way, can I say this about you traded up. I swear to God.
Of course I did.
She is a fine looking woman.
She's beautiful. She's really beautiful and great legs and just in love with another person. That's the only problem.
No wonder, you know? I mean, that's why she's with these studly guys. And the one guy over to the, that really could be you if, you know, about 10 years younger.
Is he wearing a hat?
That's Elise Singer.
Yeah,
that's Pat Stump, Mike.
That's Pat. Pat's what?
Patrick Stump.
Patrick Stump?
Yeah.
Who are the guys? Who's the guy with the red beard?
That's Andy the drummer, I believe.
You don't know Andy's last name?
I don't think anyone needs to know his last name. He's just Andy the drummer. And then there's the other guy that Robert and I call Gonzo because he looks like the great Gonzo from the Muppets.
Oh, he does. He really does. They look like they really enjoy their fans.
And you know what? That was something that was really valid is that I think a lot of people that do these meet and greet things, they go through the motions and they don't care. Julia,
like, you know, the worst one I ever went to?
Which was?
Worst meet and greet backstage? Aaron Neville.
Oh, man.
Really?
You know what? Even if that had gone great, Aaron it Neville, would be bad.
Aaron Neville didn't even know what country he was in when I was back there. It was like the hand, the reach out with the hand where you just get like the first fingers, and then he's like, he was literally, I think he got
so you didn't get on his back.
He sang beautifully. These guys look so lively and into it, and Aaron Neville was just in a coma when I met him.
They really are excellent with the fans, and as a postscript, Julia was heartbroken because when she left, she had forgotten that she had made some art for them, some little fan art tile portraits of them.
Right.
She'd worked very hard on them, and she forgot to give them to them. And
oh, no, Mommy, I didn't give them to them. We have to go back.
So you know what happened?
We can't go back. I want the golden ticket.
So Carrie calls me, and I'm, 200 miles away. And she forgot to give the time. What are we going to do? 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 I said, Carrie, this is a rock and roll tour. Do you see anyone else who works for Fall Out Boy in the area? Well, there's everybody that works for Fall Out Boy. I said, why don't you give them the art and see if they can get them to the band? Worst case scenario, you're in the same boat you are now. She said, okay. So she gave it to a photographer.
Yes.
Next day on Instagram, Pete Wentz put up her artwork, said great fan art from last night, and then tagged Julia's Instagram on it.
That's awesome.
Julia was on cloud nine. It was an absolute perfect experience for her.
That's important because we certainly want to make sure she stays happy. really, really important.
Disrespect my coworkers.
You know, Mike, it's a shame.
That's fine. That's okay. Be rude to the coworkers at the functions, but no. But Fall Out Boy, make sure we go through hoops. Get
Let's
the pony.
Move mountains.
Get the pony effing express to get the whatever finger painting she did for the band to get put up online.
It's just a shame that you're in Maine right now because now would be the time to ask her for a hug because she'd do it now. She's happy now.
She's happy.
You're in that window right now, Mike.
That little window. That little window. Then next week you'll have to buy something else. very good. Good luck. Poor Rob slaying the dragon. Good stuff. All right. Well, I'm glad you all had a good one. We didn't even get to Oscar's fourth. Oscar's going to talk about it tomorrow. I will tell you about my complaint with first world complaints tomorrow. We'll get all that back on the show. And coming up, we've got news you may not need. You are listening to the Fall Out Boy Show.
So this is
what you meant. Hi, this is Oscar's phone. Oscar says he's too busy to record promos for Tech 411. As for Todd, well, he's just too wealthy and good-looking to do a task like that. So here we go. Tech 411 is two guys trying to bring you the biggest tech news stories for the week. They also give you an app of the week. In the end, Todd will plug White Noise and Compulsive, then talk about how hard his life is. Oscar will say hello in Chinese. Oh no, Oscar has had a few too many again and is making me get him an Uber. Please listen so he has more to do than drink.
Your personal guide to everything tech.
Tech 411.
Tech 411 with Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Ni hao.
Nice.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, look at you, hungry, driven, never satisfied with the status quo. You want more. You deserve more. You need more. Just because you make yourself a priority, it doesn't mean that you're selfish. It just means that you're smart. And smart people subscribe to the 2015 TMOS bonus package. Subscribe for a full year, and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings, and it's a great way to support your favorite podcast. It's waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Grab the bonus, bring your dog along, and we'll give him a bonus too. Just click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, and now you can even pay with a credit card. That's right. We have evolved in the year 2015 to actually let you pay for a product with plastic.
Exactly.
The TMOS bonus packages, because, ladies and gentlemen, you are worth it. And now, if you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages, everybody will receive free tickets to go see Fallout Boy.
Oh, oh mean greet, too. Yeah.
No, that's not true. We can't do this. Is radio. Somebody be screaming at me right now and saying, no, no, you're lying. You're lying.
Spend the night with Patrick Stump.
Yeah, so let me offer the disclaimer right now regarding the bonus show. Mike O'Mara was just lying. Don't believe a word he says.
News.
No stump for you.
Word has it that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis secretly got married over the weekend. Pretty couple, pretty couple, pretty couple.
They're going to have beautiful children.
There's no official confirmation yet, but everyone from People to E to TMZ is reporting it. And the New York Post says it was so top secret that guests weren't even told the time and place until just 24 hours before. Ashton and Mila met back in 98 when they were cast on That 70s Show. They dated on the show. Mila recently said, quote, "My first real kiss ever was with him on the show. We all get great movie star crushes. I'm marrying mine." That's very sweet.
You know, I think that would be a good name for Bernie Sanders' campaign, That 70s Show.
Hey, That 70s Show. That's pretty good. They started dating in real life back in 2012 and got engaged in Feb of last year. They had their daughter, Wyatt Isabel, back in October. This is Mila's first marriage. Ashton was previously married, of course, to Demi Moore.
Right.
So, you know, if you care about that kind of thing, there it is. Billy Joel got married as well. Did you know that?
Yes, I heard that. This is cool.
Billy Joel married his girlfriend Alexis Roderick on Saturday night. They surprised the guest at their annual 4th of July party by exchanging their vows right then and there. So this is probably another one that was kind of on the QT, and then they surprised, you know, they thought they were all going to a 4th of July party. How cool would that be, even if you were a close friend of Billy Joel? Billy is 66. Alexis is 33. That is disgusting.
Well, you just don't like that that's their numerator and denominator. It should be not the double age. If it was 34, it'd be okay.
Right, thank you. They've been dating since 2009. Also on July 4th, Vanessa Williams, if you care, she married her fiancé, Jim Scripp. Her rep confirmed the wedding, but there aren't any details. So Vanessa Williams got married, too. I remember Vanessa Williams from a radio convention back in the day where I got about 20 minutes alone with her just chatting about music, and it was super cool.
Was that after that she had that beautiful pictorial?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it was. Actually.
Beautiful.
Well, the pictorial kind of surfaced years down the road from when she was very, very young.
Right,
when she was a young girl being probably taken advantage by.
Well, we all make mistakes.
Photographer.
Yeah.
Photographer. Matt Damon has a new ponytail. Have you heard about this?
No.
He debuted it on Thursday at a press conference in Beijing, China.
Oh, hi.
And the internet went nuts over this. Naturally, people have some pretty strong opinions about it.
Time.
Ponytail,
Ponytail.
Most of his fans on the Twitter seemed to love it. And I went to a clip, and it that didn't amuse me as much as the Chinese reporter with very good pronunciations of English, but she got some of the wording wrong, and it was just kind of interesting to see, because apparently this is a I think, a Chinese cast that he is performing in this movie with. So it's, I guess it's coming out, when's it coming out? In about a year? But it should be interesting. And he's hotter than ever because of it. USA Today posted a story about how awful it looks and dubbed it Damon's Demon Tail.
Wow.
Not clear if it's his real hair or extensions, but it looks like it's about shoulder length. And he has pretty short hair the last time that he was in the public eye. So it's probably extensions. And I think there's nothing about that.
It's interesting, though. You'll see more actors will go overseas to China. Like Bruce Willis just did, I think, two films in China.
Right, and a lot of commercials.
That are just going to be released in China. So this won't cross the
ocean.
Yeah, their economy's growing so fast that they can, when they're making their, they've been making their own movies for a long time, but now they have the dollars to actually afford these like A-list actors in the U.S. to come on over.
You know, they asked Matt Damon about what it was like working with an all-Asian cast, and he truly was... and by the way, after many cocktails, we came up with a new book that Beluga will be writing.
Really?
That should be released in the fall. Bedwarming for Asians. Because, you know, the breed of dog apparently was used for Asian royalty back in the day, and so the tick, that's what it... You know, we wonder, why does he just sleep 17 hours a day? And then eat, and then go back to sleep again. It's because that's all their job was.
He's been bred for,
was to be bred and to live in the bed. But how about you, Beluga? No answer. That's right.
Stay, good dog.
Ready for some vomit news?
Yes.
I am not a fan of the hot dog eating contest. I don't dig it, but I do report on it. I when we used to do eating competitions on the old Don and Mike show, I never told anybody this, but I dreaded it. I don't know why they caused me anxiety. Probably because I think someone is going to die, because I believe shoving vast amounts of food into your mouth when it's not 2 in the morning and you're in your own kitchen is very, very dangerous. The annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest went down in Coney Island on July 4th. That's a big tradition there. And there was a huge upset. 31-year-old Joey Chestnut has won the contest 8 years.
What's his name, Mike?
Joey Chestnut.
I sure thought that Joey Chestnut was going to win that hot dog show.
Hot dog eating machine. 31-year-old Joey Chestnut has won the contest 8 years in a row. It's been almost a decade since anyone else walked out of there as the champion until now. I've seen the guy, Joey Chestnut. He's the guy that's not all that fat. He's thin.
Right. Yeah, very few of these
guys,
people
most of these guys are super thin.
It's weird.
Right. A 23-year-old guy named Matt Stoney. Okay, they're making these names up. They're making these names up, are they? He won by eating 62 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, while Joey only ate 60. Matt came in second last year, so these, I guess, are the super studs here. This is the Arnie and Jack of the competition, right? There you go.
Right.
He ate 56 last year to Joey's 61. Joey still holds the world record, which he set in 2013 when he ate 69 hot dogs.
Great moment in sport, Mike.
What do you think that now? Did they? I've never heard the guy interview, and I know we had an opportunity to get him as an interview.
Yes.
I think I might have turned it down. I don't know why, but I'd probably accept it now. On the it's a goofier show we do. It would seem to me that after that's all over, does he purge? Is that
I don't think they do.
I've heard different interviews with him on TV where they talk about how they train their stomachs to expand the way they do for these competitions.
I think it'd be dangerous, right? I mean,
it almost seems like it.
If you're making over six figures a year just eating.
Right, right.
And that's all you really kind of know how to do. You're probably willing to take that risk.
Absolutely. What's that?
I watch the actual contest. I do every year. I think it's fascinating.
Oh, and you watch it?
Some of it is the horror that drives you away. I think that's what drives me in. Because something's got to go wrong. And what I loved is that Joey Chestnut said, "Just couldn't find my rhythm."
That's funny. So you actually watched it, Rob?
Every year I watch it, yeah.
Does it gross you out at all? Or
a little bit, and that's part of it. Fascinating and horrible, yeah.
That's neat. All right. Of all the ways someone could describe how you look, Angelina Jolie, but with gigantic breasts, really ain't a bad way to go. Mm. This lady, 27-year-old Veronica Black, is a model from Vancouver, British Columbia. She lives in Dubai, and she's becoming an internet sensation thanks to her very close resemblance to Angelina Jolie and her 32J breasts. Now, she wasn't exactly born that way, of course. She had her lips done to make them puffier. Okay, gross. And her breasts enlarged to make them enormous. I saw a picture, and that is the word. See, I don't think it's a wow. I think it's the. I think it's gross. I
How many hot dogs nasty. Can she eat in 10 minutes?
You think her boobs are too big?
I think it, she just. No, they just have that super ultra fake look that
oh,
I,
yeah,
that
well,
I don't
there's
really
wrong
like
with
that
them.
Much. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, different birds, mm-hmm. Like crows. She posts a ton of photos in bikinis and underwear on social media, so she's a phenom, and that's why she is doing that. NASCAR is the latest corporation to distance itself from Donald Trump because of his controversial remarks on immigration. A spokesman says that they will no longer hold their season-ending award ceremony at Trump National Doral in Miami. So there
well
we
then.
Go. So he is
How much
really
money will he lose
up.
Until he really decides what probably wasn't a good idea?
Oh, he's got the ego. Will Trump, and I mean that
right.
in the only the best possible way, it will trump the money. He doesn't care because he is just out of control.
Shockingly, he was on Fox News, mm-hmm. and they asked him about this, and he says, I have a feeling that we'll be able to fill the ballroom that night anyway.
Yeah, he's total dick.
He's a dick.
And that's the way he's handling
yeah.
it. And now a little something-something. Two guys in Phoenix, Arizona pulled a practical joke on a 23-year-old friend of theirs around 3 a.m. yesterday. You know, a lot of drinking goes on the 4th of July weekend. They got this kid to go outside, and they locked him out of the house, and he decided the best way to get in would be the chimney. So he got up on the roof, tried to slide on in, but he got stuck. His friends eventually realized he was really trapped in there, so they called 911. It took about a half an hour of drilling and hammering before the fire department was able to get him out. Our people that serve. Way to go, firefighters.
Hey.
He went to the hospital to get checked out. Of course, he was okay. When asked why he tried to go down the chimney, he said, quote, because the other guys locked me out and I was house, I was only going to let them in. I think I read it wrong, but that's the way it sounded. Yeah.
Thank you. Give me a.
Come on, guys. Okay, I'm going to go down the effing chimney then. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
No problem at all. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right here on the Michael O'Meara Show.
Hey, it's Marcus from Omericast. I'm with Steve Mermelstein.
Hey now.
And we are going to be on this week's Omericast talking about the Mike O'Meara Show, the Tony Perkins Show. We're even going to talk about It's Missing. So check out this week's Omericast for clips and conversation because we're fans just like you. Join us, won't you? Subscribe on iTunes, download it from the TMOS app. Omericast, keeping you in touch with more.
Awesome. Kind of a straight promo right there from old Marcus Serra.
Mike, he can do it all. He can do it all.
He's a multi-talented individual. Hey, Mickey, get well, man. I saw some pictures of that leg of yours. Good Lord. We give you a hard time here at the More Network because you don't do any shows for us. But I will tell you, you know, really, I hope you're recovering from that horrible vape attack that you had on your thigh. Man, that looks painful.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com, your company is only as good as the people you hire. If you can't find the best, you're in big trouble. Everybody considers hiring the right people to be an amazing challenge. And if you're hiring, you don't have time to deal with all those different job sites that are out there to negotiate them, to figure out what's what, to figure out who's got the good resumes. ZipRecruiter.com is the way to go. They let you post to over 100 job sites at once. One click and boom, boom, bam. You will be instantly nice. Matched to the best candidates for over 4 million resumes. ZipRecruiter has been used by 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now. Absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is imperative. So try ZipRecruiter today and get your perfect hire before you lose them to somebody else. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started, and it is free. F-R-E-E. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Don't wait. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Give them a try today. Now, without further ado, let's get right to the Audio Vaults and Mr. Rob Spiewak for today, Monday, July 6, 2015. Rob, take it away.
Mark Dice. He's a YouTuber, and I love using that as an occupation. What you do for a living? I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah, they make some bank, man.
Carrie brought this to my attention yesterday. I found this depressing. He put up this video where he went and did Man on the Street asking people about 4th of July on 4th of July.
Yes.
These are real functioning people in society, Mike, and these are their answers.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July? Exactly?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South.
So it was the victory of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
Abraham Lincoln?
What year was that Declaration of
Independence? Was it 1964? 84?
1984.
84?
What country did we declare our independence from?
California.
From.
Oh, from?
I don't have no idea.
You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right. Okay.
That's tonight's homework.
Okay.
How many stars on this flag?
50-something.
50-something, Mike.
There you are. I can't laugh.
It
I never can laugh
me.
With that.
It made
gets me
sad.
So down. It gets me so, so very down.
Something.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I sat here and I was watching Capitol Fourth, and I said, how many people actually know what's around them on that mall?
Yeah,
like,
true
the,
enough.
The actual buildings around that mall, and I'm right. including the Capitol.
Yeah, but then
<I'm> including that.
No, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
To be fair, Oscar was watching that TV show. Oscar, do you know who Alabama is?
Now I do.
They sang a medley, Mike. They were fine. Just
I wish
fine.
I could. It gets me so upset, and I could rant and rave, but I'm not going to. But it really does get me upset, and it also scares me for our society. We are getting dumber.
We are.
We're getting dumber, and we are very, very well informed, and we have no knowledge whatsoever.
Your dad called it years ago.
Yep.
The dumbing of America, and it's happening right in front of us. This actually cheered me up a little bit. I forget that Kate Hudson has a very good singing voice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did that movie that
Almost
was about
famous?
Karaoke, too.
Oh, no, different one. I know what you're talking
about.
You know,
but she's got a great voice. She posted on Instagram, she said, feeling seriously patriotic.
Oh, say does that star-spangled
not bad.
That's wonderful.
I love
that.
And she looked really hot and drunk.
You know, and for anybody, this is just a tip because I do a lot of YouTube videos. You know, I really do. I mean, I do a lot of videos on my family, not a lot of YouTube videos. But really, for all of you, if you're ever going to videotape something you think it might be great, shut up.
Yes. Absolutely.
Please close your mouth because there's a condenser mic right near your mouth when you do that. So that perfect little rendition there was marred by the lady that went, yeah.
I think that might have been Goldie Hawn. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. For those people who don't think there are too many award shows on television, this happened while we were on vacation. The 2015 BET Awards, Nicki Minaj won, Mike. And here is her speech.
I want to thank BET once again for always supporting me, and I want to thank you guys for the support on the pink print. What was this award for? I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
Wow. What a diss.
Thank you, Miss Minaj. It turns out I believe it was viewer's choice, and she said, I'm sorry, I was backstage. But you really should at least know what you're nominated for. And if you process of eliminate it, you might be able to figure it out. Did you see what happened on Friday? I think it was Friday when Obama was speaking in Tennessee and took a question from a man named David Crockett.
Is your name really David Crockett? That's a cool name. You don't have that beaver cap.
I've got one at the house.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
My name is James Davy Crockett. And I live in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. And I want to know, I've been turned down 4 times for Social Security. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can do to maybe push it through or something? I mean, I have been turned down.
Okay.
And I'd like to be able to get some help.
All right. Well, here I tell you what. Here's the thing, Davey. I don't run the Social Security Administration. It's a law, but here's one thing that does happen. If I ask a question, I tend to get an answer pretty quick. So what we're going to do is we're going to get your information, Davey, and I'll make sure the Social Security Administrator takes a look at it and expedites it.
That is cool.
That is a beautiful answer.
That's really cool.
You know what a lot of people in our audience just say now that don't agree with me politically? Fine. Of course it's a beautiful answer. You like everything Obama says.
No. You know that TV show?
Exactly.
Actually, a lot of people are too young here. Davy Crockett.
And just for an instant replay, because that was...
I love that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Obama. That was my favorite
President
partner.
Davy Crockett.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Why do you call him Mr. Obama?
I don't know.
You always do that. And it's like, he's not our friend. He's our president.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's my friend, I'd call him Barry. That is your magic audio vault.
Touché.
Have a great Monday, everybody. I'll fix it. Sorry about that.
Nobody has Barry respect Obama. Anymore.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with our show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember the second B. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you to check out Amazon Prime Instant Video. The white banner is on our website and it gives you instant movies and TV shows. Amazon Prime Instant Video. Click on the white banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and you can start your free trial right now. And now you can shut off your computer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.